In Hebrews 4:12, we read that the word of God is sharp, living, and active. But if you spend any time reading the word of God, chances are there's a moment where you've read it and thought, this is weird. How many of you have read your Bible on your own at some point? Okay. And how many of you read something and thought, this is weird? Okay, so you're not alone, right? In the gospel reading, though, Jesus says that everything in the Bible that came before him is getting thrown away, right? No. He says, thank you, whoever that was. He says it's going to be around. That not even a letter, not even a little piece of a letter will disappear until it is fulfilled. The first time Jesus preaches, you may remember the story, he's at his home church, gets up, reads from the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord has anointed me." And then after the reading, the first thing he says is, "This reading has been fulfilled in your hearing." When he's on the cross, his last day of pre-resurrection ministry, his last line is, "It is finished. It is fulfilled." The first thing he says at the beginning of his ministry, "It is fulfilled." And the last thing he says on the cross, "It is fulfilled," are the same thing. What is fulfilled? The Word of God before he was the Word of God. Most of you, I'm guessing if you read something and thought, this is weird, this is odd, or this is useless, chances are it kind of falls in one of a few categories. One is the genealogies, right? You're reading and it says, so-and-so begat so-and-so, and so-and-so begat so-and-so, and so-and-so begat so-and-so, and it goes on that way, sometimes for a very, very long time. And your eyes cross and your mind goes numb, and pretty soon you're doing something else. The catch is, God can speak to you at different points in your life through different parts of his word. There's times where you've heard the same reading 20 times, but one day it just twists your heart. One of the best sermons I've ever heard in my life, most powerful sermons on God's work, was, believe it or not, Roy, it was on a genealogy. And the genealogy was preached as a man going for a walk through the family cemetery and looking at the different stones and the stories behind each stone and which stones are big and which ones are small and which ones aren't even by the rest of their family because what they did was so bad. So even genealogies, President Adams, I believe, was the one who said, growing up, his family had to read the Bible through cover to cover every year. But his dad was really nice because he let him skip the genealogies. So, genealogies are one piece, but you never know what God might do even through those. And it's also, I think it's nice to think through what God might be doing through your genealogy, right? Think through what God has done through your generations. But another category of things that certainly seems odd would be the violent stuff, right? Somebody does something wrong and they get killed or whatever it is. My devotional the other day is priceless, actually. Exodus 32, verse 25. prone to following along. And when Moses saw that the people had broken loose, for Aaron had let them break loose to the derision of their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Come to me." And all the sons of Levi gathered around him. And he said to them, "Put your sword on your side, each of you, and go to and fro from gate to gate throughout the camp, and each of you kill his brother and his companion and his neighbor." And the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses. And that day about 3,000 men of the people fell. And Moses said, "Today you have been ordained for the service of the Lord." Okay, so that's my morning devotionals. So what do you do with that? Strap on a sword and go find a sibling or a friend to kill? Probably not. And I've heard people say of stuff like this that it's hard to understand. And it's not. It's hard to accept. It's not hard to understand. We know what happened. And we're thankful that we live in less violent times. Very thankful. I mean, I was ordained, right? To get ordained, I went to school. I wrote papers, read books, preached a couple of weird sermons, and they let me be ordained. These guys killed 3,000 people. And then God says, "Now," or Moses says, "Now you're ordained. It's interesting to note, though, that it's referred to as the word of Moses. Everywhere else, it's the word of God says this. The word of God says that. So it seems more like it was Moses' idea than God's. Ryan's said a couple of times, and I've not heard anybody else say it, so he gets the quote, that God wants to speak to you every time you come in this room. And the catch is, you don't know from where he's speaking. I've had days where I go home and it's one little line in a prayer, or it's a phrase in a song, or it's something somebody says at coffee time. God can speak to you through any of it. And the catch is, we don't know where it's coming from. So we just need to stay open to his word. That first reading from Isaiah 55, it ends, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Pretty much the same message was revealed to Job as well. And I think the only thing I've really done decently well in Bible study has been, if I read something and in my mind I don't get it, I disagree with it, I assume that this is right and this is wrong. And that some things we're just not going to get on this earth. Only way I know how to explain it is, okay, is anybody here pregnant? It'd be more fun if somebody were. I'm not going to even look at the youth group. Okay, so if one of you were going to speak to a baby in the womb and explain what life was like to that baby, what life out here is like, you'd have a hard go of it, even if the baby could understand what you were saying. Right? You could talk about breathing and eating and walking and moving and elections and whatever else, but they just wouldn't get it, right? Because it's just completely foreign to them. They're in a place where they understand food shooting in through their belly button and living in water and and not breathing and all of that, where it's just the existence on the other side is just so much different that from their place, they can't get it. Bless you. And I think when it comes to heaven and the ways of God, what we have is enough to get us there, but it's not enough to be an expert on it. It's enough to acknowledge our place as a child of God, but certainly not God himself. The word of God is true, it can be trusted, it can change lives, it can change history, even when it's a little weird.